This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And we're going to start today where we picked off yesterday because there's been, on a football Friday with the Steelers getting ready to play the Jaguars in an exhibition game, there's been more gnashing of teeth about Cam Hayward than anything else and his hold-in with the Steelers that was uncovered yesterday by Adam Schefter, even though we've had moles at Steelers training camp for 2 weeks. And no one thought to ask or look into this, which is a failure on all of our parts. And that's a topic possibly for when Mark Cabali comes in at 3:50 today. Malzi is back from his day at Oakmont. And ladies and gentlemen, he shot in the 80s.
Congrats to me. 86. I skipped the 90s entirely when I play there. I either shoot over 100 or I shoot in the 80s. We got two each now. A big thank you to Dave, the member who got me in Pomp and a pinch hitter for Starkey at the last minute, my buddy Neil out there. It was a terrific day out there. And Pony, I'll just throw it out there at the start. You know who was playing in the group behind us and was pulling in just ahead of me? None other than a guy who was on this show multiple times, probably close to between 5 to 10 times. Some of the biggest takes we've ever heard about the Steelers. A man who was part of a very productive backfield at times, Merrill Hodge.
Ooh.
Was playing right behind me in the next group up. So that was it. I said, hey, Merrill.
And did he say, I just got back from a safari?
No, but I'll tell you what.
That's the reason he's given Donnie several times for not being able to come on the show.
I'll tell you what. He was driving a truck that looked like he could have taken it on safari. I did introduce myself. I said, I work with Andrew Filippone and the fan. We've talked to you a couple times, and he was very, very cordial. Worked a lot on his short game, Pony. By the way, one more thing.
Sure.
I'm very happy for both of you, and I'm happy myself. We're back to football Fridays, and even though I laugh at preseason football sometimes, boys, I want you to know that I know how happy this makes both of you.
Well,
you sick freak, you watched the Raiders game last night.
I did.
Pony.
I watched Jalen Milroe in the second half.
I am happy for both of you even more than myself.
I have a bone to pick with not all Steelers fans, but some. And I don't usually make a habit of this where I criticize fan behavior because fans are emotional. They're oftentimes irrational. They're illogical. That's part of being a fan. You think with your heart more than you do your head sometimes. That being said, some of the things that are being said about Cam Hayward for this decision to try to get a raise and get more money out of the Steelers, it's really, in my opinion, as far as comments go, because it's not shameful behavior in terms of people doing like grotesque things, but it is shameful in that one day in one report can, for some fans, undo 15 years of incredible service to the Pittsburgh Steelers, where I've got to read and see things from people that are so-called lovers of the Steelers, that this guy's a diva, that this guy is now a bad leader, that he's a selfish player, that somebody said on Twitter that he babies injuries and is hurt too much. What is wrong with you people? 412-928-9370. In 5 out of the last 6 seasons he's played and been healthy, he's been an all-pro. He was the Steelers' most consistent defensive player last year. He is grossly underpaid. All of that is true. And I've got people coming out of the woodwork to say, a deal is a deal is a deal is a deal, when everybody who covers football knows that's not the case. Coaches leave for jobs in football with years still left on their contracts. Players get cut with years on their contract and don't see any of that money. And now people, in the case of Cam Hayward, they want to say that basically it's a covenant with God that he needs to honor. It's ridiculous to me that this guy has given blood, sweat, and tears to the Steelers, and I know he hasn't won much, Chris, but in the span of 24 hours, people have gone from saying things like, we need more Cam Haywards in the locker room. Tomlin's problem is he doesn't get more Cam Hayward guys. And now it's, this is the problem with the Steelers in 2025, that they only think about themselves. It's wild how that flipped in one day for people.
He warranted being unhappy about and pursuing more money, and warrants it more than TJ Watt warranted a new deal. If we're basing it on last year's performance, it is a messy situation on its face simply because of Hayward's age and the fact that he typically at his position, you don't get better.
But he signed it last year and he has 2 years on his contract, Chris.
I know. Well, those people conveniently do forget that the owners are allowed to get out of these deals whenever they feel like it, and they're not guaranteed. To which I'm with you on all this, so I'm not going to like waste time rehashing every point you made. I'm with you. The guy has earned more money. He is underpaid relative to his position. I do think, like a lot of people have said, that this is probably going to get resolved with him getting some more money up front here and not being paid maybe market rate, but closer to it. The other thing that has made me sort of roll my eyes here is people saying, well, the fact that they don't have guaranteed deals means the PA should hold out and get guaranteed deals. Let me be very clear. It is canon across all sports that player strikes do more damage with fans than owner lockouts do, because it seems like most people are just more aligned with owners, which is wild to me. You're not a billionaire. You never will be. These people are not your friends, and
labor
they never will
be. Labor is more relatable than ownership.
Labor should be more relatable to literally all but people who are actual billionaires in these situations, okay? Player strikes do way more damage to fan sentiment. If the players did what some of the hand-wringing, finger-wagging, this is how, I'm a serious adult talking to you, and this is my opinion people suggest, which is strike until they get fully guaranteed deals, which the owners have more or less said would take at least 2 years with no NFL football, people would be foaming at the mouth in this country without the sport. If the players were ever an organized enough group with a big enough war chest to say, we are literally not going to play till we get what we want, there would be a revolt. Oh, but yes, tell me more about how these guys are ungrateful. Stop siding with the owners is my message. They are not your friends. They do. And if you want to couch it bloodlessly and say, hey, I get where Cam Hayward's coming from, I'm just a root for the team over the player's best interests, and you have to wonder when he'll fall off a cliff. If you can present it bloodlessly like that, fine. But this idea that the Walter Payton Man of the Year overnight became a whiny, injury-exaggerating diva because he actually wants to be paid closer to market rate for how good he is, that's weak. That's
Donnie,
real weak.
Donnie, you saw a lot of these comments on Twitter, and you've heard for many of these callers over the last day and a half. What's your reaction on it?
I mean, I think both guys, because we haven't talked as much about Boswell, just given the position he plays, I think both guys should get a bump up in pay.
Well, what's your, as a season ticket holder, what's your take on so many fans turning on Hayward in particular? From all-time good guy to all-time Steeler to now he's a piece of crap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I mean, I feel like we get this every time we have a conversation about somebody getting a new contract, really no matter who the player is. There may be a few over the course of time that got through the cracks, but people react to contract negotiations sometimes like the money's about to come out of their pocket.
I can't to pay Cam Hayward $8 million. I'm stretched thin enough
but
as it
it's
is.
Not, trust me, you know, I'm not a millionaire sitting in this seat by any means. I'm not worried about what Cam Hayward makes.
I know, but salary cap sports have conditioned fans to react that way because they think if one player gets more money, it's going to take away from other things and it's going to prevent the team from putting a better squad on the field. That's what it's done.
I also just kind of like, I think, too, the fact that there aren't guaranteed deals is the other thing that has warped people's perspectives. If I see one more person who is either a hockey fan or a hockey journalist finger-wagging about this, well, I've got to hear
that seems to be a shot at Josh Yoey.
Well, I mean, Josh is a Steelers diehard. I hear all the time in a guaranteed contract sport, the second Sidney Crosby signs, Sidney Crosby's getting every penny of that, how wonderful these humans are. So Cam Hayward suddenly became like a bum overnight. Like a bat or like a guy worthy of derision and scorn?
Go ahead, Donnie.
Well, it's also a little bit skewed from that aspect, Chris, because the best player, one of the best players in the sport over the last 20 years, out of superstition more than anything, takes the same amount of money every time. So it's like, look at Sidney Crosby. He saved the Penguins money every single time. I get that. I think it's honorable. It's also because he is a freak about superstition.
It's also because the second he signs that deal,
he needs to make 8.7.
Donnie, you want to bet something? If hockey contracts weren't fully guaranteed, I guarantee you Sidney Crosby wouldn't be taking the 8.7 deal. He'd be trying for every dollar he could get guaranteed and locked in, but he doesn't have to worry. When he signs on the dotted line, like any baseball player, like any basketball player, every dime of that contract, unless he does something wildly out of pocket that's illegal, is given to him.
I also think it's funny now that some of the people that are anti-Hayward in this are now calling him a distraction. Okay, they've practiced for 2 weeks. All we've heard about is that so far camp has been unbelievably positive. So much camaraderie. These players aren't stupid. They know why Hayward hasn't been practicing. Every reporter over there didn't think that there was something going on because everybody was in such a cheerful, joyful mood. If Hayward was really being a dink about his contract as the team leader, I don't think he would be on McAfee's show high-fiving people and throwing them subs and things like that. Like, he was quiet about it the entire time. I'm still trying to figure out who leaked this to Schefter, if it was Hayward's camp in order to spur action on the Steelers' part, or maybe it was the Steelers' part knowing that there would the Steelers doing this, knowing this would be the reaction to it, and trying to paint Hayward as a bad guy. I don't know yet. Nobody's given me that answer. Maybe Cabali will.
Schefter usually get it from agents?
Usually,
though.
Yes.
I would speculate.
But he's also good friends with Khan, so I don't know. I will say this about like the Hayward thing, how I posited yesterday, well, they'll just take the money in the signing bonus for 2026 and make it salary for 2025. The answer I got back on that was, that is so easy to do. If the Steelers really wanted to do that, it would have been done by now. They would have quietly done it. They would have linked. They would have leaked that story to Dulac or Schefter or Rappaport, and we would have it. The same way, they're like, hey, Jalen Ramsey, let's make you happier now that you're a Steeler. We're just going to throw you a couple extra $1 million to put a smile on your face when you get here, which is what they did.
Playing a position, by the way.
They gave him a raise for no reason.
Playing a position and at an age when that guys at that position do fall off at times.
Right.
Just like Cam, did you guys happen to look at SpotTrack what they actually think Cam's value is? calculated market value. He's making 14.5. They think he should make about 24 even.
And that's what we came up with yesterday, that he should be in the mid-20s. The other thing I've just, and we'll get to calls that I've heard thrown out there that might be a solution, but maybe not, is just guarantee next year's salary.
You can't do that, Pony. What if he falls off?
But maybe
I'll have
he's
to cut back on groceries and expenditures because I pay that salary.
Maybe he's looking at it like, okay, that's fine. You're going to guarantee me $14 million for next year, but I'm way better than a $14 million player. So
he is better right
now.
He's way
better.
He's coming off an all-pro season. By that metric, he is their best returning defensive player. He's having a Benjamin Button career, and this is what happens.
That is exactly what Donnie said yesterday. That is the second Benjamin Button reference in less than 24 hours. This horrible movie with Brad Pitt.
God, it's a sad movie.
Never even saw it. I just know the premise.
It is stuck in your minds for 15 years.
It is a tearjerker, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.